Good afternoon. News time is 12 noon. 36 degrees outside. Showers are possible throughout the rest of your Tuesday. High expected near 40. A Sheboygan man will spend 3 years behind bars for sexually assaulting a 9-year-old boy. 25-year-old John Timmer was sentenced recently in Sheboygan County Court by Judge James Bulgert to the prison term plus 7 years on extended supervision. Authorities said the sexual assault occurred last December in Timmer's car as the victim accompanied him on his Sheboygan Press paper route. It wasn't until January that the boy told his mother, and that's when she called Sheboygan police. Timmer denied having sexual contact with the boy. He was also ordered to pay $420 in restitution. Detroit gets a green light for bankruptcy, but the judge's ruling was also critical of the way certain things were done. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more.
With more than $18 billion in debt, 100,000 creditors, and pension contributions that will rise with time, Judge Stephen Rhodes says Detroit needs help. He has approved the city's Chapter 9 filing to move forward, saying residents would be severely prejudiced if the bankruptcy was dismissed, and the judge says this is the chance for a fresh start. Judge Rhodes points out that the city did not negotiate in good faith, but was quick to add that given the high debt and large number of creditors, it's impossible to do. Judge Rhodes says Kevin Orr's team must have a plan to get out of debt and continue negotiating with creditors.
The state's Joint Finance Committee approved action yesterday to extend BadgerCare coverage an extra 3 months for some 72,000 state residents centered largely on the failings of Obamacare and the Walker administration's response. Representative Corey Mason, a Racine Democrat, opposed the actions.
Why we're here today, making a bad situation worse and breaking a promise to 83,000 childless adults. These are working adults that make $11,000 or less. Couple weeks before Christmas. I just don't understand the values that are driving these decisions.
Those childless adults will not be able to enroll in Badger Care Plus until March. The package passed on an 11-2 vote and will go to the Assembly and Senate later this week. Milwaukee has recorded its 16th death of a baby this year due to unsafe sleeping conditions. The medical examiner's office said a 5-month-old boy was found dead by her mother late Sunday afternoon after they spent most of the day sleeping together in her queen-size bed. Experts say the safest way for a baby to sleep is in a crib. Officials said the baby's home had 3 cribs, all filled with clothes, baby supplies, and other items. The mother told officers she was not intoxicated and she had just 2 glasses of wine before going to bed with her infant. A Milwaukee prostitute is headed to prison for hiding the corpse of a man in June. Ashley Howard pleaded guilty to charges of hiding a corpse along with her friend, Brittany Clary, with Clary scheduled for sentencing next month. Howard told police that 62-year-old Glenn Willis died after they snorted heroin, and she, Clary, and a third friend wrapped his body in a comforter and put him in a closet. He was reported missing on June 14th, and his body was found June 28th. A serial killer from Milwaukee is dead, but the people affected by his murders are still dealing with the fallout. John Meerdink reports.
No matter how much time passes, Patricia Donald can't forget the women who were murdered in Milwaukee.
Everybody that died mattered. Everybody had a family.
Walter Ellis was responsible for 7 murders in Milwaukee about 30 years ago and was sentenced to 7 consecutive life terms as punishment. But he died on Monday, just 4 years into his time. Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm hopes the time Ellis did serve will fulfill the family's need for justice.
Our hope is that the families will find closure, that they'll find peace.
A Milwaukee-based grocery wholesaler is getting bigger. Roundy said yesterday it would acquire 11 Dominick's food stores in the Chicago area for $36 million in cash and leased assumptions. The stores are owned by Safeway, which said in October it would no longer operate 72 Dominick's stores in Chicagoland. The deal is expected to be closed during the second half of December. Roundy says it will rename the stores under its Mariano's banner. Mariano's has 13 stores in the Chicago area and 5 more are being built. There's something rotten in the Fond du Lac area. At least that's one possible explanation for the smell that has residents offering up theories over the past week. Fond du Lac County Crops and Soils Agent Mike Rankin says it may be due to farmers working on field work for wintertime.
It could be decomposing radishes that are becoming more popular as a fall cover crop.
He says the smell is temporary and dissipates as temperatures drop below freezing. That smell can sometimes be mistaken for natural gas or something similar. Others speculate it may be rotting turnips or beets that are also used as cover crops, but landfills and sewer plants have also been blamed for the smell. The 14th annual Sheboygan County Shop with a Cop event will be taking place this evening. The event involves a number of law enforcement agencies and other groups led by the Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department. Captain Corey Raisler says around 50 kids ages 4 to 12 will be taking part in a pizza party at Lakeshore Lanes, followed by shopping at Target.
Our officers and students and different people from the county will take the kids shopping. We spend a select amount of money on them. Afterwards, they're able to have their gifts wrapped, courtesy of Target and some other of Santa's helpers.
Raisler says the kids have a lot of joy and excitement when taking part.
A lot of the kids like to see the officers and people in uniforms. They enjoy the interaction. They obviously enjoy the shopping probably the most.
Raisler adds that the officers enjoy it too.
It's heartwarming for the officers and for people that really you get an opportunity to help out and give back to the community and show your appreciation back.
This event is paid for through fundraising activities run by area businesses throughout the year. Taking a look at your weather forecast, rain again approaching the Sheboygan area. We'll see those off and on rain showers throughout the day and a high near 40. Staying above freezing tonight with rain likely, and those showers continue through Wednesday with highs in the upper 40s. I'm Rusty Melberg, WHBL News, as we return to Rush Limbaugh at 12:06.